Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. And welcome. Well, folks, it's time. That's right. It's time for another good show. That's right. Before we get started, let me introduce the players tonight. To my left, My bride, who's hurting tonight, she fell down. She'll tell you about it a little later. My co-host, Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and I'm glad I can sit here and join you tonight.
And in her house, about 50 miles away, and their chimes are going, wind chimes are going, my beautiful, smart co-host, Sheila Young.
Good evening, Michael and Lynn, and I am so sorry you're hurting. And good evening, everybody. We are so happy you are here for August 8th, 2021 show. It is hard to believe it's already August.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you for putting
and in the studios, he's working because with this storms going on there and rain and
he said he's in the
a lot of things going on. Hope we can broadcast the show tonight for the whole 2 hours. Just giving you a heads up in case there's a problem, you'll know what happened. We got a lot of storms here in Florida.
There's a lot of lightning there.
Our engineer and producer, Chris Shaw, are you there, Chris?
No, not right
he's
now.
Not there? Okay.
He's in that other room, he said.
Okay. All right. He's watching the things down there. And we, you know, the show is a two-hour live. We're live from Ocoee, Florida, right outside of Orlando. And the last so many months, we've been doing the show from our house. So our house is about 50 miles away from the studio. And since we are live and we're on the radio. The radio is in Ocoee, Florida. And the show, if you're wondering what this is all about, well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So I hope you like the show tonight. It should be a very interesting one. You know, that's what we're all about, you know. That's our mission. That's when I started the show 6 years ago. The mission is to inform you, is to educate you about the blind community, even though you're sighted, even though you are blind. It's to educate the sighted people about the blind about, well, we can tell you about the sighted people can know about the blind folks, and to educate the blind folks about things that have come out for the blind. Our also mission is to get jobs for the vision impaired and blind. Lynn, you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, I first of all wanted to say that we broadcast from the studio for 5 years in their studio with Chris, but because of COVID, we've been Zooming from home the last year. But we look forward to going back and seeing Chris. I also have a few shout outs. I wanted to remind everybody that this month is National Eye Exam Month. So do what you're supposed to do. Go get your eyes checked. And even if you're already blind, you should still get your eyes checked, right?
For glaucoma.
Yeah, yeah. And also I'd like to give a shout out to Howie and Marcia up there in Oceanside, New York. And Sheila.
I think it's Marcia's birthday.
Is that what, I wrote it down.
It's Marcia's
Howie,
birthday.
If you're listening, I forgot why I put you down for a shout out. I can't laugh. Oh, my goodness.
It hurts to laugh.
Yeah, so let me tell you a little bit about what happened to me, and then I'm going to throw it over to Sheila for her shout-outs. I did something really careless on Thursday. I was walking Miss Green to the back door. I was worried that she'd have a little mishap on the floor, and, like, now who cares? And I tripped. I was wearing Michael's slippers, and I tripped on the rug, and I went flying and landed on my chest and crushed some of my rib. So needless to say, I'm in a lot
the
of
lower
pain.
Ribs.
Yeah, the lower, below the breastbone, I did something. So I'm in a lot of pain, but
the x-ray shows up either a hairline fracture.
Yeah, no, it's just a bit, very bruised.
So the question is.
Yeah, so my question is tonight, if you ever had a fall like this, or you're familiar with bruised ribs, give us a call because I'd like to know what you did to alleviate the pain and the best advice that I get tonight will get to spin the wheel. That person will get to spin the wheel for a prize.
We would like to know what they did for the pain as well.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. What did they do to alleviate the pain?
Okay.
Anyway,
well,
on another note.
I got a good solution. I got a good answer. I'm back.
Okay.
Wait a second. I'm going to give you the phone number before people forget. Yeah. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That phone number is 407-894-1680. 680, you've got any thoughts for Lynn?
Suggestions?
I'd like to hear from you.
Painkillers, but I don't like them, so I tried it.
What, you
like
want to say something, Chris?
Yeah,
all right.
So Chris, what's up?
As a former football player, as a former wrestler, as a former boxer, we did a lot of ice, ice water, bath ice water. So fill your tub up with some ice and put some water in it and then just go sit in it.
Yeah, that was, oh, sit in the ice.
No, sit
your whole body in the ice.
I took an ice pack right away, but I'm not sitting in the ice water.
She's not in the bed.
Actually, they
don't make her laugh, Chris.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. Listen, I have a Mary Grace calling in from North Carolina on the phone line.
Oh, my goodness. I know who this is.
Yep,
that's right.
Do you have any shout-outs before we go to Mary?
No, I'm excited that she's listening.
All right,
Mary from North Carolina. Let's hear Mary Gray. Mary?
Hi, Mary Grace. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sheila?
I can't hear her.
I can hear her, Michael.
Mary, what part of North Carolina are you calling from, Mary?
I go by Mary Grace.
You go by Mary Grace. Okay, Mary Grace, what part of North Carolina are you calling from, Mary Grace?
The mountains. Waynesville, the mountains.
You're in the mountains?
Waynesville.
Is that near Waynesville? Is that what you're saying, Waynesville?
Yes.
Western North Carolina.
Is that near Asheville?
Yes.
Okay.
So how are you, Mary Grace? I'm so surprised to hear you call in. This lady has been part of my recipe swap.
I needed to call in tonight.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, she's part of my recipe group. So
very nice. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate your call.
Thank you, Mary Grace. Did you want to say something about her ribs?
No.
Sounds like your recipe for ribs.
Yeah, like spare ribs.
Anyway, well, thank you, dear. Thank you for calling in.
I hope she's still listening to the whole show.
I have all sorts of things, but some of them you might not want to hear.
Well, Danette is calling in at 8:15 to talk about the ACB Diabetics in Action. So listen if you want
to. I wasn't interested in that. My interest is in the Social Security stuff.
Okay, it's coming. It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming.
All righty.
Yeah.
Thank you, dear. Thank you for being here.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, shout outs. I'm going to give shout outs to all of the people that participate in the calls that the ACB community does, because I've met so many wonderful people, and Mary Grace is one of them. So,
well, thank
absolutely
you.
Been
we
delightful.
Love you too.
Oh, well, thank you, dear.
Isn't that sweet?
thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Mary
Thanks for
Grace.
Calling in, Mary Grace. Have a good night.
Okay.
Hey, Lynn.
Anybody out there have any suggestions for Lynn?
Well, yeah, from you. I have another one since we're talking about ribs. if you don't
baby
mind.
Baby backs?
Yeah, right. but if you get you a little bit of communion juice and just drink some of it, and let it marinate on your ribs, it might do some healing process, too.
Oh, we want to marinate your ribs.
Oh,
Lynn.
My God. I'm going off the air. Chris is making me laugh.
Marinate your ribs.
Oh, I got to go get my band.
Oh, God.
We'll marinate your ribs.
Lord help us. You're doing with those ribs. You don't want to be accused of being a cannibal.
Right, that part.
Oh, we're going to break. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes app is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes app, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes app today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrades Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
That's my cue. Well, it seems there's a situation in this country where hundreds of thousands of Americans with vision loss who receive specially formatted notices from the Social Security Administration, they will stop getting them this summer unless they act now to continue the service. And our next guest is going to tell you what to do, give you some advice, and help you out.
His name is Doug Towne. We welcome back Doug Towne, and Doug is the chair and chief executive officer of Access Ready. Welcome back, Doug Towne.
Welcome back, Doug.
Hey, how is everybody this evening?
We're fine, thank you.
Good.
And Sheila Young is our co-host tonight.
This is actually,
hey, Doug.
Hi, Sheila. This is actually Sheila's information.
She sent it out to me,
and I included it in my weekly comments.
Well,
the interesting thing is that I called, as soon as I got this, I called Social Security, and anybody can call Social Security, 800-772-1213. And spoke to them about this to let them know that I wanted to continue getting my audio disc. And the frontline troops, interestingly enough, Sheila, don't know anything about
this. I know.
It's a case of, I think, one hand not knowing what the other's doing in D.C. I know y'all pick yourselves up off the floor. You're shocked. So I again reiterated what I wanted. They put in the notes, they put in the notices, whatever, but there was nothing scheduled or anything. So it's interesting, you know, that this went out, but there doesn't seem to be any action on their side about this.
Doug, this is Lynn. Why don't you explain to the sighted community out there what you're talking about?
Several years ago, for some time, the blind community had been protesting and arguing with Social Security that they can't be sending out print notices and so forth to blind recipients of Social Security or Social Security Disability or SSI, for that matter. And there was a legal action and a settlement that required Social Security to send out notices in alternative formats, including compact disc, as well as, I believe, large print, perhaps even Braille, although everybody, as far as I know, opted for compact disc. Isn't that right, Sheila?
Actually, it's amazing to me how many people requested Braille, but okay. They did. You were right. They did offer Braille as well. I believe the majority wanted the disc.
And why? I went back and looked at the original decision, the original settlement, and there's no sunset that I could find in that agreement. Now, I know why they're doing this. They're doing this to try and save money because they'd rather send it electronically to everybody, and I think that's fine. I wouldn't have any objection to getting it electronically either, but a lot of people don't use email, don't have email, don't have a computer at home.
No, but a lot of our senior population doesn't have email.
Exactly. So, you know, the audio compact disc and or Braille or large print for some of our large print users, you know, were good ideas. I think there's a presumption, again, and we see this too often. There's a presumption that if you're blind, state or federal government gives you whatever technology you need without any question or anything, and that's just not true. So, you know, you get technology from blind services, for example, if it's related to employment.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you don't, as far as I know.
No, you don't. And the problem is, you know, our seniors are totally left out as far as getting those kind of services, but that's a whole other conversation.
You know what, Sheila, let's throw out the phone number just in case anybody has any questions for Doug.
Okay, if you want to ask a question, please call 407-894-1680, and Doug and I will try to answer the question. But Doug is correct. The state affiliate presidents were asked to sign on to a letter that was sent from ACB pertaining to this decision. And Doug is correct. people were calling Social Security, and I even wrote to Clark Rockful, who is our advocacy person, and I said, why does the Social Security individuals that work the front line don't, you know, they have no clue about this? And he said, we don't know. But they did, a lot of the state, well, all of the state affiliate presidents signed on to the letter, including Florida. And, you know, it's just outrageous that they would even think about taking this option away when accessibility is one of the most important things that we need. So I'm sorry, Doug, go ahead.
Well, I don't think they can take this away without being in violation of the settlement agreement.
I think what they're doing
is presenting an option, saying, mm-hmm. you know, would you rather get our notices by email? And if so, obviously it saves the government a lot of money, and that's fine. I've got no issue with that. If this was put out as a alternative,
right,
or as a you know, time to make an option choice.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to change something, give us a call. We'll change how you get your notices. I think it would have been made a lot more sense. And in fact, it would not surprise me, Sheila, that this announcement, this article, however this came out, wasn't mishandled by Social Security communications people.
Well, and the problem I have, and I don't know about anybody else, and I don't know about you, but I get a print paper, and then I get a CD. I don't need both.
Well, I think the reason for that is that the law requires them to send a notice, a
mm-hmm.
print notice. It's the record.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to have a copy of that in their file, electronic or otherwise, to show that they did it. So, and sending a CD is a courtesy.
Right.
So
I think the law requires them
to do that. Because I've had some experience with this dealing with Medicare and Medicaid,
uh-huh.
and I've said the same thing. Why are you sending me a print notice I can't read? The answer right. has been... The law
we have
requires
to.
Us
to. Because we have to.
Right.
So. Oh, and I did try to go to the website, and I tried to get logged in and request the electronic, you know, because I'm fine with electronic.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't make it work. So I don't know if you
the
had
site?
That same issue. Yeah, I couldn't log in. I couldn't figure out how to find my password or my...
Now we're into a whole different issue with
I know.
The federal government.
I know.
And,
like I said, we've just talked about two other topics. Okay?
Right. If I can, though, I'd like to switch gears for just a second and let you all know that we are Access Ready is along with other organizations is challenging the state of Maryland on accessible election equipment.
Oh, good.
And actually, I will be speaking to the Maryland Association of Election Officials at the end of this month. We'll be there at their convention talking to the state. These are the county officials. These are the people who actually run the election about their choice in poll books and whether or not they're accessible or not, because we believe they're about to choose an inaccessible poll book system. So we're, you know, we're looking forward to meeting with those folks and seeing if we can't come to a reasonable compromise.
Doug, you live in Florida, so tell the audience why you would be going to Maryland.
Well, Access Ready is a national organization, and we involve ourselves in accessible information technology issues across the country, whether it's, you know, we Texas, Maryland, you name it. We've involved ourselves in a number of situations and supported advocates related to accessible information technology. And this is an information technology issue. If you're going to switch to an electronic poll book, away from the paper poll books that election officials used to use to validate voters, then the law requires that those electronic poll books be accessible. And states are trying to avoid that for some reason. It always amazes me that anytime you try and advance civil rights in this country, you have to have a fight with the very people whose responsibility it is to protect those rights.
Well, and, you know, let's let our sighted listeners understand that what we're talking about is the fact that you can go into the poll and you can log in and you can sign in your, you know, sign into the poll book. Well, if you're a person who is blind or living with low vision, then you've got to have help doing that. And this is supposed to be a right to vote. And, you know, it is a privilege and a right. And we need to have the same access that our sighted voters have.
Not only that, but we need to have the same protections. And what, mm-hmm. I mean by that is, if you or I go into a polling place,
everybody knows what we're doing.
Everybody knows who we are, where we live, probably what our party affiliation is. When everybody else gets to look at it, you know, there's been issues with people finding out what other people's party affiliations is, to the point in Texas now, the Texas law has been changed to indicate that you don't have to say your party affiliation out loud. You can point to it.
So if other you can
people
see it.
Hear. Yeah.
If
you can see it. Mm-hmm. So, it, you know, keeping, and of course, what the counter argument to this is that, well, every voter's information is public. Yeah, it is. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the big ugly dude standing behind me is going to go through the public record to find my address when the poll worker is going to repeat it to him without even asking. So, you know, I think it is a privacy issue. It's also an issue of independence. We should all have the right to do this on our own as much as possible with, you know, and then it's also a security issue.
Mm-hmm.
The security of people's information and my looking at my record and saying, yes, this is me, that's where I live, this is my party affiliation, and this is my precinct, you know, that is part of securing the vote as just as much as anything else.
Hey, excuse me, Doug, Sheila, listen, we have a caller on the phone line calling in from Maryland. She goes by the name of Meryl, M-E-R-Y-L-L, Meryl from Maryland. Get it? It's the M&M factor, the M&M factor that's going on.
Yes,
hi,
I know Meryl. Hi, Meryl, how are you?
Hi, Meryl.
Sheila, great. This is the first time I heard about your show, but I'll be listening, believe me. But
awesome.
I have the two topics that I would like to discuss are what you're talking about. First of all, I used to work for Social Security. I'm retired, but I was a contact service representative and a customer service representative. And when we used to set up appointments for people, we would have to ask them, did they want the special notice option, which is either Braille, large print, contact.
Sorry to interrupt you, folks. We got to go to break. We'll hold you over. Come back. We'll talk about it a little bit more. Don't go away, Meryl. We'll hold you over, Meryl. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to it. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back.
Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. We are definitely back. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you missed any part of this show or any other show for the past 6 years, you know, once the show is over, we archive all our shows. Just go to our webpage, which is Blind and, don't forget the and, A-N-D, Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org, and check us out. You see all our sponsors, and you can see the spot to pull up all the shows of the past 6 years. Just look at the date. You got to go by date.
Okay, well, right now we're going to go back to our conversation with Doug Towne, who's the chair and CEO of Access Ready, Inc. And also we have a caller on the line, Merrill Schechter from Maryland.
Yeah. Maryland.
Hi, Merrill from Maryland.
What are your questions for Doug?
Well, first of all, I think it's unconscionable if they're going to do that because, first of all, I'm an advocate, as Sheila knows, but, I mean, the other thing is that people, there are people, like you said, that do not have access to computers, and they cannot read the notices. Now, the other thing about the poll books, I've been an election judge before COVID, and I demonstrated to people how to use the ballot marking device, which is the accessible voting machine that we have in Maryland. But the poll books, I knew somebody that worked on the poll books, and I said, wait a minute. How a blind person should be able to be an election judge and be able to do that. And they said, oh, we don't have, you know, that capability. And that infuriated me. So I very strongly am interested in your meeting because something has to be done about that. You know, but
well,
there are a lot of us
what's going on is,
mm-hmm.
Merrill, what's going on is that the state put out an RFP.
Mm-hmm.
And there were, and in the RFP, it calls for accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
However, to our knowledge and the knowledge of our partner organizations, which is
mm-hmm.
the National Council on Independent Living, the Image Center of Maryland, National
mm-hmm.
Association of the Deaf, and the National Federation of the Blind, there is only one company that has developed an accessible poll book. We know that because no other company has asked any of us for input or guidance or testing or anything else related to accessibility. So there were three, as far as we know, there were a few respondents, three or maybe four, and the state found a reason, in our opinion, not a good reason, not to to avoid even looking at the accessible poll book.
Wow.
So there are only a couple that are being considered, and to our knowledge, neither of those is accessible. And I would say to anybody in Maryland in elections
mm-hmm.
listening, because somebody tells you they're accessible doesn't make it so.
No, that's
so,
correct.
So we're going there specifically to talk to the county election officials. And
good.
Ask them for their help in getting the state to understand the issue, because Access Ready's community partners will not sit by and allow an inaccessible piece of election equipment to be chosen without challenging that selection and trying to stop it. So. And that's the message I'm going there to deliver.
Thank you.
Thank you, Merrill.
Well, thank you very much, Merrill.
Thank you, Merrill.
You're welcome.
Keep on listening.
Okay.
Hang on,
bye.
Michael.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Thank you. Wow. That was very nice.
So, do you have any final words, Doug, of advice or phone numbers, websites, anything for people to access?
Well, you can always go to accessready.org mm-hmm. and... follow our daily news feed. Also, of course, we have Access Ready Reporter. All they have to do is go on to accessready.org and and send in a request, and we will see that they get added to our list. We have on the order of our newsletter now goes to something on the order of 15 million potential readers every month. So we are getting the word out about these issues, and the needle is moving, but ever so slowly. So,
but doesn't it always with accessibility and any kind of issue?
Like I said a little while ago, Sheila, it always amazes me that any time you try and advance civil rights for any group mm-hmm. in this country, mm-hmm. we have to force it from yeah. the very powers that are the ones who are supposed to protect those civil rights.
And you know, it's because of people like you and ACB and NFB and the other organizations that we are able to push it.
Oh,
so we do thank you for all of your advocacy.
Well, and to you too, Sheila. We've done a few things together.
Thank you, Doug.
A few.
Thank you, Doug, for joining us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right now, we're going to go to trivia. It's trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. Sheila, this is your trivia song.
One of my favorite songs.
Who is singing this song? Phone number is 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Trivia time. Who is singing this song? Who's singing it? Who is singing it?
Every year I'm on in August and I play this song.
407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? Trivia time.
Well, we already got a hotline bling already. I mean, and
this was
really quick. All right.
Awesome.
So let's go back to our previous caller, all the way from Maryland. We got back the M&M factor. She said, you know what? I got an answer for you. I know this one, and I'm going to get this one ASAP Roger. That's what she said. Meryl, you on the phone, Meryl. You got to let them know what you told me.
See you in September by the happenings.
That's right.
Wait a minute. This sounds fixed.
And you know
fixed.
What, Sheila? I love
it
the duo because
this sounds
when you
fixed, Meryl.
Michael, hang on.
Oh, my God.
Meryl?
Thank you.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, thank you for playing Little Darling by the Diamonds also.
You don't play Little Darling.
Yeah, you do.
No, that's only
when we start the show, it's the Little Darling.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
congratulations, Meryl.
You just won yourself
you.
A $10 gift card from Subway. You got $10 gift card. That's right. You won $10 Subway coming your way. So you got to give your name and address. We can send it to you. Off the air, give your name to Chris. So we send you a $10 gift card. $10.
Thank you, Meryl.
Thank you, Sheila.
Enjoy
you're
Subway.
Welcome.
Meryl, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
I have to tell you right now about Subway. You know, they got some great salads. I have to say it. I had a salad the other day from Subway. It was excellent, a salad.
Mike.
And a tuna fish salad.
Mike.
Was excellent.
Wow. Oh,
Mike.
Yeah. I love them. Coming from New York originally, hey, that was where they started.
What do you want, Chris?
Mike, I've been telling you about my favorite restaurant where they do everything right there in front of you, give you whatever you want. They can give you anything. Oh, my. That's what I eat now at Subway. I don't normally do salads, but I go there and I get a salad.
Well, I had my first salad from Subway. It was very good. I have to give it to Subway. It was very good.
Meryl, hold on one moment, all right?
Okay. I'll hold on. Yep.
Thank you, Meryl.
You're welcome, Sheila.
Sheila, you said you had a contest to throw out in addition to mine. Well, let me just remind everybody about mine. If you have a good suggestion about how to deal with the pain with bruised ribs, call in, and the best suggestion gets to spin on the wheel. And Sheila, you had an idea also.
I do, and you know, if we have time, I want to talk about National Convention. But yeah, the my question to spin the wheel is, what happened in today's history that's historical with a president? I'm going to give him a clue because, you know, anything can happen in history on today. But what happened on today in our, well, my lifetime? So 407-894-1680, and you never know what's on that wheel that you're going to spin.
Was that the clue? That it was the president?
That was a clue. Yeah, she had a president.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Pertaining to a president.
All right. So tell us about what you were going to talk about.
Oh, I if anybody took part in the National Convention for the American Council of the Blind, because I haven't been on since that convention, it went for a week, and it was the most exciting week. We did the first ever remote voting, and it was amazing. We had 13 positions elected, and we voted for 13 different people, and except for the ones that weren't contested. But anyway, so congratulations to Dan Spoon from Orlando, who is once again the American Council of the Blind president. Deb Cook Lewis is first vice. Ray Campbell is second vice. Denise Coley is secretary. David Trott is treasurer, and Cache the board of directors is, Doug Powell was elected, Chris Bell was elected, Connie Sims was elected, and then Cache Wells from Jacksonville, Florida, was elected to the board of publications. So Florida is just kicking tail.
Congratulations. And listen, folks, NFB, if you have anything you want to call in, any of the members of NFB, if you want to call in and talk about your convention, call in. I'd like to hear about it. NFB. Who people you voted for? Who's the new president of NFB?
Tell us a little bit, without getting too techie, how did the people vote remotely? How did that work?
It was done via computer. It was done via the telephone. You could do it on your smartphone. You could pick up the phone and call somebody, and they would help you do it remotely.
Various ways.
And it was awesome. Absolutely awesome. It was so easy. It's called Vote Now, and it took about 10 seconds to place your vote.
All righty. Listen,
uh-oh,
I got somebody on the phone line who has some advice for you, Lynn. And it's not coming from me this time. It's not coming from me. But our good friend Carrie from British Columbia is on the phone line.
Oh, there we go.
One of the dynamic duos.
Hi.
How y'all doing today?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Michael. Hey, Lynn. I've got some advice for you about your ribs. I've had broken ribs as a child, and the pain is horrible. One of the things I found for me is you have to sleep a little bit more propped up, because when you're laying down, you try to breathe, and the pain is unbelievable.
You are so correct. It hurts so badly. I can't even get into the bed.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard. You have to propped up, because that's it. And if you sneeze or cough, be sure you have something wrapped around you tightly.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
That's my advice for you today.
Did you ever have it? Did you ever have it?
She said as a child.
Yes, I did.
Did they wrap you, or they didn't wrap you?
I had brittle bones anyway, and I broke it as a child. I slipped on some milk. I was horsing around on top of a chair. I slipped and fell and broke them.
Were your chest wrapped, or you didn't wrap you?
No, it wasn't. It was my lower rib, so they couldn't even wrap it.
No, what he's
Yeah, because I just read, and the doctor told me yesterday that they don't believe in wrapping anymore.
No.
No, they didn't for me either. But I only wrapped up a little bit if I had to cough, because it hurts.
Right, that makes sense. You know what I do? Yeah. I hold the pillow next. Like the children in the cancer centers that hold a little teddy bear, I hold a pillow next to me.
Oh, that's cute. Me too. I had to do the same thing.
Well, thank you. I hope. All right, we'll put you in the running.
We'll put you in the running.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the.
Thank you.
Spinning of the wheel.
You have a great day. Get well soon.
Carrie, did you get your present?
Well, that was Arlene, my roommate. Yes, she did. And that thing is
right.
Awesome.
It was Arlene. Oh, good.
That was my roommate, and that thing, that spoon rest thing is awesome. Yes. We both use it because, you know, we both cook and stuff.
Oh,
and that thing is awesome.
Terrific.
So thank
you. All right.
So,
you sound alike. Yeah, you sound
awesome,
alike.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. We'll put you in the running.
No problem. You take care.
All right. You take care as well. Okay.
Yeah, I've had fractured ribs before. They're not fun. They hurt.
Yep.
Big time hurt. So nobody knows the answer to my question?
Oh, they might. They're thinking about it. Actually,
yeah.
They're
probably checking Lady A.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how I get my education.
Chris, everything okay over there now?
Yes, it is. I got another phone call coming in. Give me one moment.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
If you want to call in, give me suggestions for Lynn about her ribs.
You know, football players are into that, though, because some of the coaches...
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Okay, never mind. We're good to go.
Yeah, on their head.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Sheila, that was really interesting tonight with Doug.
Yeah. And he's always got some really good information, and... he's got the heart of the disabled community, and he wants to make sure that the disabled community gets what they deserve.
That's right.
And, you know, I think that's what advocacy is all about, is trying to make sure that we get what we deserve. Because
Folks, if you are sighted, we'd love to hear from you. And if you have any suggestions as far as Lynn, we'd love to hear from you, the sighted audience. We'd love to hear from you as far as anybody would like to give any advice as far as Lynn about her ribs. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
Chris, do you have that caller before we go to the top of the hour?
No, he said they were gone.
No. Yes, I do have that caller before we go to the top of the hour. It's the the brand new father in the building, our good friend Peter from Spectrum. Peter, how you doing?
Congratulations.
Hello. I figured I'd call in. We opened up a beautiful blanket today with Leonardo's name on it, and we're just so grateful to all of you for thinking of us and sending us a gift. And I wanted to hop on and say thank you and say hello.
Well, thank you so much, Peter.
I hope they spelled his name right.
I just want to know what's his nickname going to be.
They did.
Leo.
What's his nickname
going to be for Leonardo?
You know, I'm a full name kind of person, so I'm guessing for those who want to go short. But I'm he's Leonardo Petrovich Kucheravi.
I've already mastered it.
Hey, Peter, I feel sorry for his teachers.
I feel sorry for Lynn. He's going to have to come on the show one of these days, and she's going to have to pronounce his name.
Okay.
Well, congratulations.
So wonderful to hear your voice, and our love to Nikita also.
Yes, our love to Nikita.
Thank you so much. Thank you. She's
all right. Well,
thanks for calling in, Peter. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
Good night. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.